Like I said, we have the creators of Taylor Swift Girl Detective in the house. We're going to open with one of them. She's done a show before. Wonderful storyteller. Can't wait to hear from Larissa Zegaras. Yeah! Oh, and Kitty Curran is here too. What?
So, we created this book, Taylor Swift Girl Detective and the Secrets of the Starbucks Lovers, based off of our blog, which started as photo captions of Taylor Swift wearing dresses much like this one.
Kind of looking like Nancy Drew.
Kind of looking like Nancy Drew before she started wearing outfits like this one when she was dating Calvin Harris. And you'll notice if you Google image search Taylor Swift every day, like we do, that she's back to dressing like her normal detective self.
Hiddleston's been a good influence.
Yes, perfect influence. So we created this book and are really pleased that everyone's here for the intriguing reason of finding out more about it and more about our speakers. And we're looking forward to hearing them tell us funny and scary and sexy things in their stories. And because we wanted to share something full of intrigue with you, or as we pronounce it, intrigue, we chose the most intriguing set of chapters from the book. And we will, like grade school, show you the images as we read it. And for those of you listening at home, maybe we can have a link or something to them. Okay.
Okay. Chapter 15. Welcome to Red Hook. There were three things Taylor Swift didn't understand about Brooklyn. One, why it seems so far away from her apartment. Two, why hipsters seem drawn to it like moths to an independently released under-the-radar flame. Three, why the docks there only seem to accept deliveries in the dead of night. It also seemed colder in Brooklyn in the dead of night. She looked to Paul in his well-worn H&M cardigan and shuddered. Under his eyes were bags bigger than the Dolce & Gabbana number she always carried on her wrist. As sensing her gaze, Paul let out a gruff whisper.
Should be any minute now. Paul is a Starbucks barista. That got into some intrigue. Intrigue with Taylor. Shipment comes, so does our money. And your orders.
Taylor whispered, less gruffly. Paul nodded. Taylor shivered. She was glad she had told Alan Lagjiki to stay in the car. His delicate frame may not have been a good fit for the harsh Brooklynite night, and whatever intrigue it held. Taylor noticed the shadowy shapes at the edge of her vision. There were dock workers endlessly unpacking their haul, just like in Law and Order. Some were likely Paul's partners in petty crime.
You have to open in a few hours?
She asked him in a whisper. Paul's only response was a haunted, searching stare that made her soul think of Grammy Award-winning hooks. His eyes were the exact colour of faded seagrass on Cape Cod's national seashore at twilight. How had she not realised before? What's this stump called again? Lord kicked an empty bottle of kombucha around the dock. Taylor shook her head. You knew you were in a rough Brooklyn neighbourhood when the health drink bottles were discarded improperly. She'd have to reach out to Lena and see if she could put some pressure on the alderman for a more stringent recycling program.
Red Hook,
Taylor responded and pulled her curl leather jacket by J Brand tighter around her shoulders. Lord snorted, pleased. Sounds like a bloody pirate.
Shh!
Paul's already tense shoulders ratcheted up their intensity.
She's here.
Paul pulled Taylor down behind a large stack of boxes some other dockworker had already left unpacked. Lord ducked out of view behind a comically large net of fresh-caught fish. Bloody Red Hook, Taylor thought she heard her curse as she disappeared from view. A water taxi slid almost silently up to the pier. Commanding the vessel was a young woman who looked like Bianca, only a version more interested in treading on her enemies than the boards. The young woman was helped off the water taxi and onto the dock by some frightened-looking minions. One was wearing a Starbucks hat and the same haunted expression Paul usually did.
Katerina!
Taylor whispered breathlessly. She caught Paul's hand in hers and gave it a near involuntary squeeze. It elicited a sharp, choked response from him. Taylor looked at him, concerned. Pain and something like regret flashed through those Cape Cod eyes of his. Taylor hardly had time to be confused as Paul leapt to his feet.
Pumpkin spice latte!
He screamed. The lumberista's voice boomed out over the Hudson like Taylor's did at the garden. Katerina's eyes narrowed. Two nondescript heavies materialized from the shadows of the water taxi. They fired warning shots from their very SVU-looking guns into the air. Paul leapt into action, wincing only slightly as he pulled Taylor to safety.
You set me up!
Taylor's eyes went wider than the marketing campaign for 1989.
I'm sorry,
Paul whispered, avoiding a hurt gaze.
But you do what you had to do for your cats. I don't care if I die, but if I did, who would look after Mr. Snuggles?
Chapter 16. Special Victims.
Who would indeed?
Katerina laughed mirthlessly, the staccato sound piercing the night like an SVU celebrity guest star stabbing their day player victim. For a short woman, she seemed to tower over him like a skyscraper.
You're the mastermind behind all this. The jewel smuggling, the intimidation, the Brooklyn.
Taylor accused, staggering to her feet.
Of course I am, Taylor Swift.
Katerina smirked.
Just like you're the mastermind behind countless pop and country hits. We know, please don't hurt her.
Paul squeaked out, terrified. Katerina shot him down with a withering glare that seemed to take him down a few pegs.
You said you wouldn't hurt her,
he pleaded. Katerina's eyes twinkled villainously.
I said I wouldn't. Gentlemen?
She snapped her fingers. Immediately, two heavies pinned Taylor's incredibly long arms behind her back. Taylor struggled against them, but no amount of cardio sculpt could help her now. Katerina's voice dripped with more artificial sweetness than a Mr. Softy cone on a hot day.
I appreciate your work, Miss Swift. Shake It Off is a cute song. But honestly, I'm disappointed. Your business is show business, not mine. I do hate to disappoint.
Taylor smirked.
And I'd hate to disappoint your sister any more than you have by disappearing from her life without a word of goodbye or explanation.
This well-placed barb visibly rattled Katerina.
Listen.
Katerina growled.
We both wanted to be actors, but when that didn't work out for me, I found a very comfortable sideline in gem smuggling on the black market. I pay these baristas to scare my sister off so she doesn't get hurt. Do you really think a girl who thinks that a bit part on an episode of SVU is her big break can handle heavies who find out I have someone close to me they can squeeze when times get tough?
Taylor didn't say anything, but the thought of Bianca in the hands of the heavies she was currently in the hands of, it wasn't pretty. Katerina smiled savagely and continued.
Bianca is my sister. I think I know what's best for her, not some jumped-up little singer-songwriter, especially one who comes to a stakeout that is clearly a setup, alone, except for her latest pathetic crush.
Taylor burned with the fires of 1,000 bad blood videos. Still, she kept her voice even.
I didn't come alone.
Katerina laughed her terrible laugh again.
That's right. You brought Lord?
As if on cue, a net behind the net of fish Lord was hiding behind was raised high into the night sky by a crane Taylor hadn't paid enough attention to before. Contained within the net was a very displeased, bound and gagged Lord. She was kicking like hell.
Lord!
Taylor screamed.
New Zealanders, so easy to distract with a plate of pavlova and a well-rigged trap.
Katerina. Tears welled in Taylor's eyes.
Don't worry about your friend.
Katerina smirked.
Kiwis float, right?
The net shot over the Hudson. Taylor screamed. So she noticed, did Paul. Katerina smiled and snapped at her minions.
Drop the net, kill the crush, and make the pop star watch. You're a monster.
Taylor said.
I'm efficient.
Katerina responded.
And you are alone. What did you expect? What I always expect.
Taylor smiled.
My squad.
Chapter 17. Squad goals. There was a rustling in the shadows. What once looked to be humble stevedores now revealed themselves to be the fiercely glamorous and intelligent members of Taylor's squad. They were ready and waiting for their moment to defend their friend and the general idea of justice. Everyone was there. Carly Kloss, Selena Gomez, Lena Dunham, Gigi Hadid, Cara Delevingne, and...
Is that... Zendaya?
Katerina's voice quaked with something unlike fear.
The very same.
Zendaya spat and brandished her dagger.
You may have pathos and murderous minions, Katerina.
Taylor half spoke, half sang at her anniversary.
But by the power of feminism, I have sisterhood. I have friendship. I have...
Lord in a bloody net who is pissed as bloody hell as you! Lord screamed from the height of the net, which she was now using as a sort of trapeze, having torn free of her bindings.
And me!
At that moment, Alan Lagjiki ran up to the scene, a worse word tray of independently owned coffee shop lattes in one hand and his umbrella in the other. He clotheslined the heavies with it. Taylor escaped their weakened grasp in time to watch him strike down Katerina with the umbrella, causing the villainess to stumble into Zendaya's outstretched arms.
What now, boss?
Zendaya cried into the sudden calm. The fierce beauty of Taylor's squad lit up the night like the forest chandeliers in her Wonderstruck perfume commercial. Paul took this in with no shortage of awe, and perhaps love. Taylor smiled.
Now,
she said,
let's get Katerina some coffee.
Thank you. You will hear more from Kitty and Larissa at the end of the show, and you can pick up that book during intermission.